The College of Optometrists has just launched a blurred version of Alice Through the Looking Glass to make sure that parents encourage their children to have their eyes tested on a regular basis. I'm joined here on RNIB Connect Radio by Dr. Parandeep Singh Bilku from the College of Optometrists to find out a bit more about Can't See Through the Looking Glass. Hello, Dr. Parandeep Singh Bilku, and welcome to RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you, Toby. It's a pleasure to be here. Thank you.
Firstly, Parandeep, why did the College of Optometrists want to launch a blurred version of Alice Through the Looking Glass with Can't See Through the Looking Glass?
Well, it stemmed from some research that we conducted back in the summer and towards the end of the year last year, where we found that a lot of parents, about 23% of parents, hadn't taken their children to get their eyes examined. So we found it was really prudent that we make it clear to parents that it's really important that their child's eyesight is being assessed to make sure they can see clearly as best as possible. And what better way to do that through using a medium such as the Alice Adventures in Wonderland book in a blurred version. Now, we do know that the book is a classic by Lewis Carroll back in 1865. It contains some wonderful characters, Mad Hatter and the Queen of Hearts. And also it's a wonderful story that resonates not just with children, but with adults as well. And so by having all the images and the text all blurry, it just serves to highlight what people with blurred vision actually experience, but also that the fact that with blurred vision, it's also very difficult to read. And so that was a way just to trigger a thought in parents and grandparents' minds that they may want to consider getting theirs and their children's eyes tested to pick up any visual concerns.
Why is it so important for children to have their eyes tested on a regular basis?
So oftentimes children won't report any symptoms about having any eye concerns because the way that they perceive the world, they feel that is normal. But also lots of eye conditions, if they're picked up very early, particularly things like eye turns or a squint, mean that any early detection of that and any early treatment will mean they're more likely to be successful. But not only is it about seeing well, it's also picking up any health conditions as well. So the eye test is not just about detecting and measuring your sight, but also to pick up any eye conditions that need further treatment.
Why do you think that parents sometimes are not really sort of aware of the problems that their children might have with their eyesight and what might be the sort of telltale signs to look out for?
Well, in terms of children experiencing visual symptoms, they may report that to their parent they may be having some blurry vision. For example, if they're looking at the board at school or when they're reading a book, they might find it hard to focus, or they might find that their eyes are having some discomfort when they're trying to read. So these are all trigger points that they might have an underlying prescription that needs correcting in order for them to see clearly. But also any signs that parents may see that children may not even report with things like eyes turning in or out, looking different directions, or rubbing their eyes, or they may be having poor hand-eye coordination. So for example, threading a needle or tying up their laces, or if they're just generally experiencing any clumsiness behavior, you know, these are all signs that you need to get your eyes tested. And optometrist practices are the best place to contact to finally get advice, but also to get them seen, to get their eyes checked.
When children do pop into their local opticians to get their eyes tested, what sort of things are optometrists doing to make that experience more fun for children?
You're absolutely right. When children do come to an optometrist practice, it can be quite a daunting experience for some of them. But also optometrists are really highly trained and skilled to assess children and adults of all ages to make sure it's as comfortable for them as possible. So the tests that they do, they're more like games. For example, if they're looking at different colours or animals, particularly when they're doing what we call stereo tests to check how well they see in 3D, and they'd be quite fun to do. So the optometrist will try and make it as engaging and as fun as possible. But also it's important for listeners to remember that it's not a requirement for the child to be able to speak or communicate verbally in order for an eye test to be done. There are lots of ways that we can then conduct tests to make sure that their eyes are stay healthy.
Do you think that the COVID pandemic has had an effect on people's visions over the last year or so, with so many of us working from home and also children using tablets and computers more than perhaps they would do at school?
You're absolutely right, Toby. It's been a real concern. You know, from our research, we also found that nearly 30% of adults actually report their eyes are getting worse during the lockdown. And that wasn't necessarily to do with just screen use alone. It's the fact that they're staying indoors potentially may be a cause for that. And in terms of children's eyesight, it's really important for parents and listeners out there is that actually using a screen or a computer, it won't actually damage the eyes, but it can cause symptoms of discomfort, watery eyes, and they might experience blurred vision while they're using the screen. That's not because of the screen itself, it's because their eyes are getting fatigued. So if they do have any concerns, it's really important that they make sure their child takes regular breaks. So implement something called the 20-20-20 rule. So every 20 minutes, look at something 20 feet away for 20 seconds. And whilst doing that, also to blink. That encourages the eyes to have it take a rest, but also to make sure the eyes are more comfortable when they look back at the screen again. Now, if after doing all of those things and the child or yourself, the parents are experiencing any visual discomfort or blurry vision, then that's a trigger point to get your eyes examined and contact your local optometrist.
Proandip, if anyone would like to get hold of a copy of Can't See Through the Looking Glass or know a bit more about how best to look out for those telltale signs that their children might be having problems with their eyes, where can people go to find out more and get hold of a copy of Can't See Through the Looking Glass?
Thank you, Toby. The book is actually available to be viewed on display at our college museum when it reopens towards the end of 2021. But if you want to find out more information about your eye health or vision concerns in general, you can look at our website called lookafteryoureyes.org. It contains some really great useful information and videos, but also a way that you can find your local optometrist. You can pop in your postcode and find out where you can get your contact details for them so you can make an appointment or to contact them to discuss any concerns that you have. And the optometrist will be more than happy to be able to talk that through with you.
Well, thank you, Dr. Proandip Singh Bilku from the College of Optometrists for chatting with me here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you very much for having me. Pleasure to be here.